$10 when you sign up for Easy Pay or visit Aarons.com during Aarons' January Jumpstart. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thunder Country weather. This Saturday morning forecast is brought to you by Royal Plumbing, the place to go for a walk in tubs and showers. That's Royal Plumbing in Prairie City. Well, it's mostly cloudy skies to begin today with a wind chill value down around 10 below, but it gradually will see sunshine. Our high will be around 13. Our overnight low will be around 2. For Sunday, there's a chance of snow mainly in the afternoon with a high of 23. Sunday night, a 40% chance of snow exists.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcast, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys.
Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
Good Saturday morning to you. Sun's shining brightly here, but 3 degrees in this cold and beautiful historic Albia Square looking down below. That flag doesn't want to move today at all. That's a good thing for us that with the sun and maybe a lack of wind, it'll feel a little warmer. 4 degrees. Always warm in the gymnasiums around Southern Iowa this time of year with wrestling and basketball going on. Here at the Coach's Corner this morning, we're going to talk some basketball and some wrestling. The wrestling team, another big week for them, and they're just absolutely dominating the dual season. The Albia Blue Demons just another outstanding season underway. And, of course, as we continue to turn these weeks over, we're looking ahead towards February, and we're going to talk with Coach Dave Winger about this final stretch of the regular season as the guys getting that third straight conference title start to look ahead towards the end of this season, where you get into what Coach calls the real season. That is the tournament, and that's coming up here very shortly. And, of course, we're going to bring you all the coverage all the way to the Wells Fargo Arena, the side of one of the top 100 sporting events, according to ESPN, in the entire country, and that is the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament. And I know as I run into people throughout southern Iowa, they start to get, as I do, excited for what's ahead, and it's about that time. But not to push things ahead, Albia in a tournament today, and we're going to catch up with Coach Dave Winger here in just a few minutes and talk about this week that was Albia Wrestling. Look at the tournament that they're in today, and then also take a sneak peek at the week ahead. Last night, it was the Lady D's and the Blue Demons playing host to Sheraton. The Chargers come to town. It was a split last night for the boys and girls, and we're going to talk with both Kevin Archer and Coach Dykes about last night's performance and what was another busy week for the boys and girls basketball teams. And the girls really on a big stretch here the last three ball games. We'll talk with Coach Dykes about their thrilling wins here this week and the progression of her team. And the Coach Archer and his outstanding Blue Demons gave a great week of basketball as well, but we'll talk about their breakdown and the week that continues to be ahead. As I say, you know, this gets to be you got to be getting better time of year as we close out the season, and it's hard to believe, but these final weeks of January, as we turn the calendar into February, start to be those moments where you know where your team's going, and you've got to start to really continue to develop and become your best right now. And that's what Coach Archer's teams and Coach Dyke's first-year coach, you know, that's what we've seen this year, is that a continuation of getting better and a conference that is always going to be challenging, and no different this year. And so the Blue Demons, Lady Ds, we're going to talk with both Coach Dykes and Coach Archer about last night, this last week, and give you a sneak peek that is ahead. And when we come back here, we'll take a look at the scores from last night as well when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner, after a quick message from our sponsors.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to provide the technology and the talent you need to make your banking experience the best it can be. High-tech tools and high-touch service. You can have both. Deposit a check on the go, pay bills at midnight, or live chat with us online. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Apply online today at c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The KIIC Farm Show and Cow-Calf Conference returns to Ottumwa January 26 and 27. Agriculture provides jobs on and off the field and feeds the world. It's never been more important to see the latest in machinery, equipment, and services while hearing from the experts. So mark your calendar. And if your business does business with those in ag, this is a great opportunity to get in front of decision makers who live the country life. A few booths remain. Call KIIC for more information. We can't wait to see you at the Farm and Ag Show in Ottumwa.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Let's take a quick rundown of the scores from Friday night. And on the boys' side, it was the Chargers coming to town here to Albia and defeating the Blue Demons 63-51, the final score there. And other boys' action around the area, Oskaloosa, big winners, and that's a dynamic team. Cole Henry playing for them and Xavier Foster. Boy, that's a tremendous 1-2 combo, and they got an outstanding point guard. And the Indians roll last night, 71-28 over Indianola. And other boys' action, it was Central Lee getting by Cardinal last night, 68-19. It was Davis County being defeated by the undefeated Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets in conference play. And, boy, they are playing some tremendous basketball, 71-33, the Rockets over Davis County. It was Pella Christian going down to defeat over the Newton Cardinals, 66-61, the final there. And it was also in boys' action last night. Fairfield was defeated by Mount Pleasant, 59-46. It was Dallas Center Grimes getting by the Dutch from Pella in boys' action, 61-52. And Hoover all over Ottumwa last night, 57-26. Knoxville, they're a winner over Clark last night, 74-56. Pekin getting and a close game last night, 48-41, as Mediapolis defeats Pekin. Sigourney last night, a winner over HLV Victor, 56-39. And also in boys' action, it was English Valley getting defeated by North Mahaska, 50-28. That is on the boys' side of the ledger. Let's see if there's any other games we want to take a look at on the boys' side. Otherwise, let's jump to the girls' side of the the lineup. And on the girls' side, it was the Lady D's last night. We're going to talk with Coach Dykes here in a little bit. 39-37 winner, a thriller over the Chargers last night here in Albia. In others girls' action, it was the Rockets from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. A clean sweep there for the Rockets over Davis County, 50-38 in girls' action. No score on the PCM Pella game, and we'll see if we can find that a little bit later, but no score from that game last night. And it was Hoover getting blown out by Ottumwa, 70-32 last night. It was Pekin getting by Mediapolis in a thriller, 56-53, the final score there. Pella Christian defeats Newton in the girls' side, 60-38. It was Dallas Center Grimes, a one-point victor over Pella the Dutch, 52-51. Fairfield, a winner over Mount Pleasant last night, 65-61. It was Indianola all over Oskaloosa, 92-31. On the girls' side, staying on the girls' side, Central Lee victorious over Cardinal, 23-70, the final score there. Moulton Udell getting by Melcher Dallas last night, 49-36. And it was Sigourney, a big winner over HLV last night, 70-21. In other girls' action here out of the South Central Conference, Knoxville, a big winner last night, 10-point winner over Osceola, 46-36, the final score there. As the Knoxville Panthers get the win last night. North Mahaska, a big winner as well over English Valley, 68-43. Look at your games from last night on the basketball front, and we're going to take a timeout and come back. We're going to talk some wrestling when we come back. Coach Dave Winger going to join us on the line from a tournament, and we'll find out where they are, who they're wrestling, and then the week that was, and a sneak peek at the week to be when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
Quick message from the sponsor. Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Transform your home with help from Dakota. Square edge decorative shelving makes it easy to display pictures, crafts, and more. 7 3/4 inch deep by 2 foot square edge shelves are just $3.55 each after rebate. Stop waiting and start saving with an 11% rebate on everything now at Menards. Good through January 13th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
U.S. Cellular has free smartphones. Hurry in now to get your free Samsung Galaxy S8 or S7 from U.S. Cellular. A stronger signal in the middle of anywhere.
Requires total plan with unlimited data, a 30-month retail installment contract, new customer port-in or upgrade eligibility, credit approval, device protection plus qualifying smartphone turn-in for Samsung Galaxy S8 and comes via monthly bill credit plus a $100 U.S. Cellular promo card. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
Visit Boyd's Cellular, your local U.S. Cellular authorized agent in Albia at 117 South Main Street for the best deals in wireless on a network that works in the middle of anywhere. That's Boyd's Cellular in Albia.
Too many people fall getting in and out of their tubs every day. Trust Royal Plumbing when they say there is a better way. Royal Plumbing can replace your old tub with one of their safe and practical walk-in tubs or showers. Call Royal Plumbing today and get a free, no-obligation, no-hassle consultation. They want to ensure that your walk-in bathing experience is a positive one. That's Royal Plumbing, 515-994-9170, where you get the royal treatment every time.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
From Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner Man Cave. What a view I've got up here. Man, looking down on this beautiful and historic Albia Square. I know a lot of you are coming this way. A lot of youth basketball kids working their way here to Albia, and want to welcome all of you into town. And those who are traveling throughout Southern Iowa and the Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League, hey, Have some fun today. You know, I'm going to talk with Coach Dave Winger about having fun. And fun doesn't always come with ease. It's got to be something you go out and get. But having fun, man, as a kid and playing your sport, whatever it is, basketball, wrestling, have fun. Give your best effort. And the W's take care of themselves. And I got a guy that knows something about W's and having fun. That's Coach Dave Winger joining me on the Coach's Corner Hotline. And, Coach, man, having fun is a big ingredient. And when you're having the success you guys are having, it makes having fun a little easier.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, a lot of times we equate winning with having fun, and that certainly helps. There's no question about that. But this group of kids that we're coaching this year, they really make it fun, and they're hard workers, and they know how to get the job done. So when you can see kids make progressions in their wrestling, it's a lot of fun for a coach. So that's where we're at.
Well, we're going to stay with that F word here for a second, the fun word, because, today is going to be a fun day if you love to watch high-quality wrestling. And right now, I know there are a lot of wrestling fan eyes, a lot of media eyes going to be fixed on Solon, where you guys are at today for maybe one of the top matchups of the entire year. And you get to have a front-row seat to it.
Yeah, I did. I do. I'm not going to give that seat up either. One of the perks of my job is I have really good seats to good wrestling matches. So we're going to have a number one versus number one matchup, 1A versus 2A, and we're gonna see how that shuffles out. Obviously, the Happel name is a big name in the wrestling world in Iowa, and Carter Happel wrestling for Iowa, four-time state champ, and now his brother is coming up through the ranks, won it last year as a freshman, and is a real stud. So we've got Aiden Reeves that is at his weight class today, and last year we missed out on that match because Aiden had some health issues this time last year, and we really thought it would be the right thing to do to get him healed up for that February run, and obviously it was a good decision in hindsight. But today it's going to go down, so it's getting a lot of people's attention, and frankly, I'm super excited about it, so we're going to have a good day.
Well, when you have a wrestler in your program with that the pedigree that Aiden has, sometimes it can be a challenge to find people who want to wrestle, and so it can be a real challenge to get these quality of matches, but this is one that I think both wrestlers really wanted to get. It helps the wrestlers when they have this quality of competition to go against, and I know right now that's one of the things you're focusing on is getting those type of matchups for your guys so they can sharpen their sword.
Yeah, I think one of the most underrated things or things that fly under the radar as a coach that we have to constantly be thinking about is our schedule. It can't be too tough for the kids that need to continue to be on a wrestling team. We need numbers, so you're not going to throw them to the wolves every week and expect them to enjoy themselves. But then on the other hand, we've got kids like Aiden and the Morris boys and Barrett Bonnet and Ben and Lane Pierce and some of those kids that have really started coming along. We need them to be challenged. So we picked this tournament up a couple years ago when Carter Isley and Bryce Fleshen were seniors, and we knew that would present a challenge to those two as we were thinking about February. By the way, they were both state champs, so we got to find matches for them up here, and sometimes you have to get away from home a little bit, and I don't like wrestling the same teams week after week after week, so the administration's awesome to work with here at Albia. They allow us to travel and get out and see fresh teams, really, our schedule speaks for itself. I mean, it's been very complimentary of what we've tried to get done in the past. So we're going to continue to do the things we do. Some weeks are easier than others, but I would classify as this week being one of those easy weeks.
We're talking with head coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team. And coach, here's some of the names for those who are just listening in and of some of the teams that are showing up today in Solon, and it may change because they do change, you know. But Solon, Centerpoint, Urbana, Clear Creek, Amana, Iowa Valley Community Schools, Lisbon, North Cedar, Prairie, Wapello, Washington, West Liberty, buddy. There, that's a great lineup. And then I take the week before. You've wrestled Oskaloosa, Fairfield, Keokuk, Waterloo East, Newton, Des Moines, Lincoln, Des Moines East, Burlington, Ottumwa. I mean, you've went up against the big boys.
Yeah, we have, and the kids have fared well too. So that tells you an awful lot about where we're at, and I'm just really excited for this group. We're not big in numbers, but we've got a tremendous ability level . And the kids are improving, and like I said, you have to be really cognizant of where you're taking what kids, and we've been really aware of what we're doing with each kid, I'm just really proud of the way that this coaching staff comes together, and we really sit down and behind the scenes and talk about things, and we want to do what's best for the kids, so we really don't care if it's a 3A school like East, who kind of put the hammer on us last week at Ottumwa, or if we're going out and dueling. I love to hit the duels, too, because it brings that team aspect into wrestling, so we've got a couple duels next week, and actually Tuesday, Thursday next week, so and then our duel season will basically be done, barring, you know, what we do in the postseason, so, and there's a little part of me that misses dual season in February, so, we'll take that while we can next week, and then we'll push on to February.
Well, it's a great opportunity, getting a three-peat in conference coach, and then, man, you just have been so good in duels, and that speaks at the level of a team, and... To me, I love the dual meets. I, of course, we love the state wrestling tournament for the individual side, but to me, the dual meets are just a great way for a whole team and to see the health of the entirety of a program. You know, sometimes you can get a wrestler or two to go to state and qualify as individuals, and they'll make a run and they get titles, and those are great things. But to me, the team side of things, when you can see the health of a program by how their dual team is going, and buddy, I don't know how you get any better than what you guys are at right now, and a chance to maybe can make it a clean sweep for the season.
Yeah, it's there for us, and we don't think for one second that we're not talking about that, so it's definitely a goal. Going into the season, we really kind of looked at our dual lineup, and if somebody were to tell me that we were going to be 16-0 in the middle of January, I might have laughed at him. So, but here's the thing about it. As we sit down and we look at potential matchups, we've got a lot of chess pieces that we can move around. And the thing about it is sometimes we do some pretty crazy things with our dual lineup, and strategy is a huge part. I love the strategy part of it. Schofield got me hooked on the strategy part. And it's so fun to move your pieces around and see what you come up with. So sometimes from the stands it kind of looks funny, you know, you weigh a kid in at 126 and then, you know, you cut him down to 126 and then you say, hey, sorry buddy, but you're going to wrestle 32 today, and we just try to make good decisions based on the team. And I talked about it last week, you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice, you know, whether you're a parent or a teacher or a wrestler or a friend or whatever, you have to sacrifice sometimes. So, and I think that's a great lesson. So we can all sacrifice a little bit more for one another. And when everything comes to a head, we talk about it the following Monday. And we talk about those sacrifices that we give for one another. And those are powerful talks. So it's fun to be a part of that.
Well, Coach, Cardinal, I think you go to Cardinal on Tuesday and Davis County on Thursday this coming week, and the chance to go undefeated, as we said earlier, in dual action. And what are those keys for your team as you know, now there becomes a little different pressure on you. Sometimes, you know, mid-season you're wanting to get all the wins, but now you can, you know, sometimes an athlete, when you are out in front, the pressure sometimes gets to be hard for an athlete to handle.
Yeah, that's for sure. We uh, we're just focusing on getting through next week with our dual season, like I said, and then after that we're gonna start thinking about what we can do individually to have success in February. So we've got one more week here where we're really going to focus on our dual team, and then after that, it's kind of funny how the postseason works, you know, with postseason actions. So you have to turn toward individuals in order to qualify your team, which sounds weird, but you know how that works. But so we start focusing more on the individual after next week, and then really it is what it is. So if we qualify our team individually, then we'll move on, and if not, then we can really focus on the individual. So it just depends on where it all shakes out.
Yeah, those who are listening that maybe don't understand that, because it is a little different when you go to start the postseason. It is all individual in each weight class, and what happens is that the top two teams point-wise from an individual tournament, those teams go on to participate as a dual team. And then in duels, you can shake up your lineup like you've been doing. So strategy is kind of out the door when you get to the individual side as making it for a team, and it can make it a whole different approach.
Yeah, tournament teams are determined by, or let me say that again, dual teams are determined by how you perform in tournaments. Dual teams are qualified through tournaments. So, and a tournament team is a lot different than a dual team, as you know. So, it sounds weird, but really that's the only way that we can do it in our sport. And or as far as I know, if anybody else has a better idea, throw it out. But that's the way we do things. And you just sometimes you're a good tournament team, sometimes you're a good dual team, and like I said, it time will tell. So it's an exciting part of the year, and the thing about it is you just really don't know what you're up against. So that's part of the fun.
Coach, today we know Aiden's Reed versus Happel. That's going to be a epic showdown. But some other matchups today that you might be looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to have Barrett Bonnet today at 132 pounds. He's just really starting to turn the corner in his wrestling at the right time, and just a hard-nosed kid that's not going to complain too much. He's going to go out and do the things that he needs to do to succeed. He's growing leaps and bounds weekly, daily for that matter. So interested in seeing how he reacts in a big tournament situation. Ben Mason is another name that comes off the top of my head, a kid that I'm not really sure if I've ever had a kid in my program over the course of my time here that's improved as much as Ben. So he's starting to knock off kids, and he wrestled a 3A state place winner last week to a virtual, you know, dogfight, a 1-point match. So we need to take that one little extra step with Ben. Lane Pierce is going to be there at heavyweight, but it's starting to win consistently for us. And of course, you got the Morris boys who will just fight their tails off for you. So I love watching those guys because they're never out of a match because they scrap so hard. So those guys there are the reason why we're here. We get big tournaments like this with stiff competition for those guys, and so it's their job to get better.
Well, Coach, go have that F word we talked about earlier. Go have some fun today, and enjoy watching your athletes go at it. And I know as a coach, that's the thrill you get is to watch them compete, and when they leave everything out there, man, as a coach, you can be proud, and that's where fun's found.
Yeah, the thing about it with me right now is I feel so good about where we're at, both mentally and physically. It's been a while since I've had a team, and it's no disrespect to any teams that I've had before, but it's been a while since I've had a team that's been in this good a shape, condition-wise. So we're gonna see what we've got, so looking forward to it.
That is the outstanding head coach of the Abbey Blue Demon Wrestling Team in Solon, the Happel-Reeves Showdown. That's going to be a classic. Coach, have a great time, and we'll talk with you next week as our fingers crossed for an undefeated dual season.
Yep, thanks a lot. We'll catch up to you later. Have a good one, guys.
The outstanding head coach, Dave Winger, right there. And they're in Solon, as I said earlier. And Happel Reeves, that is going to be a dandy. We'll be back here after a quick timeout. Coach Archer's in the house. We're going to talk Blue Demon basketball when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Brad Rietveld. I've lived and farmed in the Pella area my whole life. For years, I have enjoyed doing business with Ulrich Ford. In January, I decided to join their sales team, and it's been a big change from farming. Like you, I know the value of a hard day's work and a hard-earned dollar. I also know the value of a good, honest handshake. At Ulrich Ford, we value you as more than just a customer. You are our friends, our neighbors, and even our family. Stop and see me, Brad Rietveld, at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella, where we're taking care of you.
Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia, is looking for smart, dependable, hardworking healthcare professionals to provide high-quality care to our residents. We are currently hiring RNs and LPNs for evening and overnights. We are also hiring certified aides for evenings and overnights. We offer full benefit package, including anniversary bonuses and tuition assistance. Oakwood Specialty Care is an equal opportunity employer. Go to careinitiatives.org and click on the employment page to apply.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to provide the technology and the talent you need to make your banking experience the best it can be. High-tech tools and high-touch service. You can have both. Deposit a check on the go, pay bills at midnight, or live chat with us online. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Apply online today at c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Going to join me here in the studios, the outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, and Coach Kevin Archer here with me. Coach, man, it's just continuous busy schedule right into the heat of the conference. And got to go on the road to begin the week down to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and they're playing some really good basketball. And I thought your team played really good basketball in the first half, and, there at the end, I think Rockets had a little more in their tank. But tough week, and then last night, I'll have you break the whole week down, but Nick Madison going down, that was not a good sign for the team.
Right. And Tuesday, like you said, Eddieville's playing some really good basketball, and there's such a physical team. You know, 5-6 kids that are just really athletic and strong and physical, and it's so frustrating with them because they're so physical. And you look at the foul totals, and you're on the high end of them. You know, and you're battling, and You see that consistently with them, though. I mean, they will run fouls up on everybody, and it's just the way it goes when you're trying to defend them. And some of it's frustrating, and some of it's not being used to playing like that on a consistent basis, because you don't play teams as physical as they are day in and day out, and they impose their will at times. But I tell you what. We fought back, man. We had, we really struggled with foul trouble, which is a whole other topic in itself. But had a lot of foul trouble, had a lot of adversity on Tuesday, and I think it was 40-28 in the third at one point, and we had it tied at 42, and came screaming back and had it tied up with about 2.5 minutes to go in the third, And I think 6 minutes left in the fourth, it was still a 4-point game, and they just got some stops down the stretch, and then they got some couple runouts when we were trying to make things happen and extended the lead. But you know, that's a team we could play again. That's a team we could play in districts, and I don't think anybody on our team is worried about having to play Eddyville again. I mean, they're a really good team. They're having a great season. And, you know, credit to Coach Stout and all those kids, because that's a hard group and work of kids, but hard-working group of kids, but definitely a team that we would look forward to playing again.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you're right there, and you got to deal with that adversity, and you know, your team has had that adversity throughout the year. You lose to Ringfellow to begin with. Mm-hmm. You've had to deal with these moments of adversity, and now you're going to have to find a way to work with it this week. You know, with Nick going down, that was a challenge last night for you guys.
Right. And we didn't shoot the ball very well last night, and you know, the thing is that we went down to Sheraton there in December and just played great, and you watched that film, and you try to get ready for this game. It's like, man, we just got to come out and do the exact same thing we did. I mean, there wasn't a lot of adjustments. We did do a couple things different, but you know, I've been on the other side of that, obviously, and you come into that second game and you're like, man, there's a million things I can do different, you know. And they defended us quite a bit different than they did the first game. Their scheme was good, and the way they defended us was good. But we didn't shoot well, and sometimes it's as simple as that. But we really struggled. But we were down 7, and Nick gets fouled, and he's going to get 2 shots. But that's when he got hurt. That's when he got his concussion. And you know, Nate Kroll came in and knocked him out, and we're within 5. But you know, we're a totally different team without Nick. And then the crazy thing is that this is the Sheraton game last year is where we lost Jake.
Yeah.
So the good news is that it's not to that extent. I felt so awful for Nick last night, because Nick was on the other end of that last year. He was in the emergency room watching Jake, and Jake's was a scary thing, you know, because we put Jake in the helicopter there at Sheraton, and they lifted him up to Des Moines, and that's the first thing I told Nick when I went to the emergency room last night to see him and sit with Mike and Gina was, you know, this is not Jake. I mean, you're not dealing with the severity that Jake was dealing with, and I think there was so much anxiety that went along with him being in that hospital bed, and I think there was a lot of thoughts of, you know, him seeing Jake and knowing what Jake had to go through. But we're not dealing with as severe of a concussion, but obviously it's a situation where, you know, everybody's going to do the right thing for Nick and make sure he gets back healthy. And you know, whether that's 1 week, 2 weeks, I don't know.
You know, staying on that topic just a second, you know, the attention that's been put to, rightful attention to concussions, right. And, you know, oftentimes I think people just reflect on that as a football thing, but having dealt with a niece that had, you know, she had 3 concussions and she couldn't play anymore, and,
right.
You know, but the attention is put onto it, so there's a lot of good in that. There's lots of protocols and procedures to go through for the health of the kids, and then, you know, they can recover if they follow those protocols and be back. And so it's a tough thing when you're an athlete. You want to be out there, but the protocols that are put in place are definitely much better than in the past.
Right, and I know Nick will be itching to get back as soon as he can. And you know, the nice thing is we kept him in town. You know, they let him go home last night, and they let him sleep in his own bed, and you know, he can get to the point where he's 24 hours without a headache, however long that takes, and then you run out to the clinic, or maybe you don't wait until he's 24 hours to go see someone to look at him again. But you know, this is back to back years for us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my 17th year, and I've had 2 concussions. And they're back to back years, the exact same game of the season both years. So kind of crazy, but we've been lucky not to have to deal with it as much. And you don't see it as often in basketball. The scary thing is about basketball, when you see it in basketball, it's usually pretty severe.
Yeah, if you know, it's a kid going up for, like Jake, going up for a rebound,
right.
And you come down and you hit your head, and, you know, and oftentimes even with the game of football, they think it's, you know, it's a head-on collision, but it's them falling down in the back of their head, you know, that's
right.
Where I see it, and it's not necessarily against somebody else in contact that you get those concussions. But
right.
Let's talk about, Coach, the week ahead. Now you're going to have to make a few adjustments. Team's going to have to continue to do that. And, you know, you got competitors on your roster, and that's a really good thing, and guys that will sell out and do whatever you ask them.
Right. We talked about it in the locker room, and we're just going to have different guys step up and fill different roles, and we've got a good group of kids. I was a little bit frustrated last night at a timeout. I felt like there was a stretch there maybe that we had been outworked a little bit by Sheraton, and hadn't really had that feeling a lot this year where we had been outworked, and we talked about that a little bit too, that can't be something. We can't go through stretches where someone outworks us because we're undersized, and we can't afford to let that happen to us. But yeah, we've Centerville again, you know, a game that we felt like we could have, should have won here, but you know, we have six losses. We probably have five games that we feel that way.
I think,
and we have five wins, and there's probably four teams that we played, the three teams that we played that feel the same way.
It's a discouraging, encouraging thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're discouraged because you're so close, but it's encouraging knowing that you're this close.
Right. And our wins have been, we've had some close wins too, but just taking a look at Center, and Centerville's there to watch us last night. They have us Tuesday, and then they have Sheraton on Friday. So we'll be a different team. We got to go back and look at tape and figure out how we're going to move forward and who we're going to move forward with and what the rotation's going to look like here for a couple of games. But you know, like I said, I don't know when we get Nick back, but Tuesday, I would think is a pretty for sure. We're not going to have him, and I'd be really surprised if we get him back in a week. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the road. You really go on a road stretch here. You're Centerville at Clark, and then at Linville Sauley, and of course, then you come back here against Davis County. And, the team. When I think about the team, I think about your seniors having to lead the way, and you know, Nick being one of the star seniors and one of those guys has been a really great leader for you. But now, you know, Cade and Garb are going to have to step up and take their roles, and John dealt with the injury, and he's coming along a little bit. So those seniors have really got to grab that moment and take that lead.
Right, and they will. And we talked about, you know, what you do to make sure that you move forward, and you make sure that you have good practices, you make sure that you're engaged, you make sure that you're a good teammate, you make sure that you've got each other's backs in the locker room, you make sure that you've got each other's backs outside of the locker room, because you know, when you lose some games and there's stretches where you don't look very good, then there's a lot of ideas, a lot of really, really good ideas out there that get floated around about what you should do and how you should do it and who should do it for you. So as a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, I told him, I said, you know, you're going to hear some suggestions, and you might even hear some suggestions about your teammates. You know, you're going to have to make sure you understand whose back you have and at what moments in time that you have it. And, you know, obviously that's all the time, but we've got people in the community that are nasty people, but you know, sometimes people want to help, and
it's not necessarily a negative thing when you have people, but they don't mean it in a negative way, and they're not even in their mind even criticizing, but as a dad, as a coach, you know, you sometimes and I'm not suggesting there's any of that, cuz I have no idea, right? But you do have inputs you want to give, but you got to be careful, cuz you know, you got to stay on that main message, and the coach has got it right. Suddenly, you know, just because you got to make some adjustments, but the things that you don't change what you're doing. The recipe for what you're doing has worked.
Right. Yeah.
Listen to the right voices.
Yeah. And we've got good kids, and we'll be fine. I mean, we'll come out and we'll work hard. We'll work hard Monday, you know, maybe even have an open gym on Sunday. I told him, just so we can see each other again and see where we're at. But we'll have a great practice Monday, and we'll go down to Centerville on Tuesday, and we'll play really hard regardless of what the rotation looks like. And, the most important thing I told him is, like I said, you know, you stay together, you work hard, you believe in where we're at, you believe in who you're with, and we'll move forward. We'll get through this.
Coach, the JV, I haven't talked really about it. How's the JV and the freshman class doing? You know, those are important parts of the program.
Those are good questions. Yep. JV struggled a little bit this year, you know, and Coach Kirkland's still doing a really good job, but you know, record-wise, you probably don't look at the JV and say that they're having a fantastic year, but it's, you know, similar kind of to us, that they've probably lost more close games than we have. You know, I think they dropped a two-point game last night. They went down to Sheraton the time before and tied them because there's rules against overtimes in JV basketball. But they got beat on a last-second three at Eddyville on Tuesday. So really, really, really close games. But they're playing good defense. I mean, I think Sheraton had 28 or 30 points on them last night. They're just not putting the ball in the basket as much as Coach Kirkland would like them to. But and then the freshman team won big last night. They won on Tuesday. They struggled a little bit Tuesday, but they won on Tuesday. And we know how talented that freshman group is. But you know, they're playing without Blake Chance.
Yep.
And then they've been playing without Blake Stewart too. Blake Stewart's been playing four quarters at JV, and then he's kind of been. He's getting a full game in, and but then he's kind of with us in terms of, you know, what are we going to need for depth? And we had to play him Tuesday. We got in a lot of trouble, and we had to play Blake Stewart an extended period of time on Larkin on Tuesday. So that's the cool thing about the freshmen, though. They've had some guys step up, and it's a good group, but they've been playing without a couple of their starters here for the last 2 years, and they keep winning.
You know, a sophomore class, that's the class that sometimes gets lost in all the shuffles.
That's
difficult.
A tough one.
You know, I always tell athletes, you got to survive your sophomore year, and it is, you know, it starts to build character in you, because in all sports, you know, it's that there's no individual game for the sophomores, and you know, a sophomore should not be, in my opinion, you should be dealing with, on the varsity level, juniors and seniors. That should be the state of the program. Occasionally you have freshman or sophomore move up, but as a sophomore, that's that kind of that lonely year there.
Yeah, it's tough. There's no sophomore team, so you're battling juniors for playing time, and we have two practices. We kind of split them, and we don't really split them by age. We split them by, you know, the guys that are in my rotation, and then the group that I think is going to give them the best look or work the best against them. So we kind of have the practice that Coach Tino and Coach Carl run. I mean, it's freshman, sophomore. There's some juniors in there too that go to that practice. So it's just kind of a mix, and we split the practices up the best that we can. But yeah, it's a tough year, and some of those kids down there, it's hard as the varsity coach to grab them and say hey and sit down with them and have conversations with them. So it's pretty easy as a sophomore to feel like you're lost or you know, people have forgotten about you. But that's not the case. Not the case at all.
Nope, but it speaks to the importance of why you've got a good coaching staff trying to develop the entirety of your program. Yeah. Well, Coach, I know you're on the road, buddy. You're going to be out on the road this next week and got some challenges, but losing Nick. But the good thing, as I said, you got a team full of competitors and a great senior class to rally around, and you'll find the way.
Right, good group of guys, and we'll battle without them, and then the good news is that we know we're going to get them back at some point. So that's the good news.
That's Kevin Archer, the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, the outstanding head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, at Centerville, at Clark, and at Linville Sauley the week ahead for the Blue Demons. Take a timeout, come back. We're going to catch up with Coach Dykes on the phone line when we come back after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
You're saving if you're shopping at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on Blue Moon Belgian White in six-pack glass containers, $4.99 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs are $14.99 plus deposit. Miller Lite and Coors Light in 18 packs are $11.99 plus deposit. That's at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at TogetherWeSave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
At
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to provide the technology and the talent you need to make your banking experience the best it can be. High-tech tools and high-touch service. You can have both. Deposit a check on the go, pay bills at midnight, or live chat with us online. Enjoy an easier way to bank at CFirst. Not a member? Apply online today at c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at CFirst, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
Folks, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition, the lifestyle product specialist at Centerville Produce. As cattlemen, you know the most critical time for your calves is at weaning. And what if this year your calves could gain instead of fall behind? And then what if they could maintain that jump on performance in the feedlot and the replacement pen? Well, with products like Precon, Stress Care 5, and Accuration Starter, your calves have the opportunity to do just that. To learn more on how Purina's Great Starts program can work for you, stop by Centerville Produce on Highway 5 or give me a call at 641-530-9369. I would love to come out and help you determine what products are best suited for your operation this weaning season.
May you always have cows around.
From Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back here at the Man Cave as we talk basketball. None hotter than the Albia Lady D's. And joining me on the hotline, the Coach's Corner hotline, that it is Coach Dykes. Coach, first of all, what a thrilling week of basketball for the Lady D's. Three straight wins with 2 points or less in the decision. And, Coach, it doesn't get any more thrilling than the week you just had.
Absolutely. It was definitely a fun run of wins, of games that went our way at the last second. And, you know, really the girls were deserving of those. They worked really hard. And especially in our two conference games, they just battled so much and worked so hard, and I'm just glad that the games went our way and that we were able to finish with a win.
You've seven of your last eight games, Coach, you guys have won, and obviously the last three by all 2 points, 55-53 winners over Fort Madison, 63-61 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and then last night, thriller 39-37. Boy, you need lots of Alka-Seltzer to survive those moments as a coach, but as a coach, when your teams can get those wins, it can't help but build the confidence, but also instill the toughness you need to win in those moments. And, you know, as you approach the end of the season, you're going to have a lot of these moments that really matter.
Absolutely. I was actually talking to Todd, I think, on the radio last night and just saying how, you know, as a coach, you don't love those close games because they do make your heart race a little bit. But at the same time, they are so great for the kids to be able to play in and to see and gain confidence in the fact that they can win in those games and that they can stay right in the battle there and finish strong at the end. And it just tends to bring out some really good teaching points so that we can work on those things in practice and get better for the next time that happens. Because, you know, our goal obviously is to be in every game. And so as we get closer towards the end of the season, those experiences are going to definitely play a factor in how good our team is, you know, once we get into regionals.
Coach, I just think about your team as a whole, and we've said this over and over again, and when I mention these seniors, it's just that, to me, these seniors are all just fierce competitors, and when you have tight games, you know, you can, you know, when things are coming down to the final minute, it really, it goes down to the heart of an athlete, and oftentimes just their absolute will to win, and that's what you got. You got girls that are just fierce competitors. You know, Hannah Isley, Bassett, Van Polen, you know, McCarty. Jenna McCarty will chase every loose ball there is, and when you have leaders like Shannon McLean, those seniors, Coach, man, they just are winners and absolute competitors.
Yeah, definitely. It brings a great dynamic to our team, and I think that the senior leadership is really doing a great job of building our program up and showing the underclassmen what it looks like to be those competitors and what it looks like to be leaders on the court. And so I'm really excited because these seniors have done such a great job of establishing that leadership and understanding of how to battle with basketball. And so I've seen some great growth in our underclassmen, especially throughout the JV ranks, and so it's exciting to see where this program's going, and I really do think the seniors have done a great job in helping to establish that, and it's just so fun to watch them on the court and watch them battle through everything. We had a little different rotation last night. I didn't have as many subs in because the momentum was just going so well with the girls on the court, and so you really saw it last night with the seniors wanting so badly to beat Sheraton. And they played so hard defensively and really just had a great game.
Well, Coach, you know, we talk about these seniors, but the roles that you get out of those three juniors you have, too, are real important. You know, I love the way Carly Ford plays and Riley Leshen and Maddie Persons. They're in that same breed. They're great competitors.
Absolutely, and those girls are going to be great for us down the stretch of the season and into next year. I'm glad to have those three back along with our underclassmen. You know, Maddie hit some amazing three-point shots in the JV game, and she's going to be utilized. We just didn't have the rotation didn't work to get her in last night, but she's been utilized in our games and will continue to be. The same with Riley. We're going to get her shot on, and she's going to hit some great threes for us. And she played great minutes, even though I know they weren't probably as many minutes as she would have